Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Welcome to another spine-chilling episode of Paranormal Deep Dive. I'm Tony Bruschi. And today we're pulling back the creaking doors of Chicago's Red Lion Pub, a place where history and hauntings collide. Nestled in the heart of Lincoln Park, this unassuming British tavern has earned a reputation as Chicago's most haunted pub. From the mysterious lavender lady who drifts through the air with the scent of her namesake to the cowboy who's been spotted pacing near the bar, this pub is no stranger to the unexplained. But where do these tales begin? Is it the building's turbulent past, rooted in a city with stories as rich as its architecture? Or is there something lingering, perhaps spirits tied to Chicago's darker days? Over the next hour, we'll explore the eerie phenomena, delve into historical context, and hear firsthand accounts that might just send shivers down your spine. So grab a drink, preferably something a little stronger than tea, and settle in. This is going to be a journey you won't forget. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The story of Chicago's Red Lion Pub begins not with its ghosts, but with its bones, the historic structure it inhabits. Built in 1882, the building served a variety of purposes before it became the pub that patrons know today. Located in the heart of Lincoln Park, the area itself has a long and storied past. Decades before the pub's establishment, this neighborhood was once part of the Chicago City Cemetery, a sprawling burial ground later relocated to make room for urban development. While most of the remains were reportedly moved, legends persist that not all bodies made their way to their intended final resting place. Some believe this lingering history contributes to the area's aura of unrest. Fast forward to 1984, when British-born architect John Cordwell transformed the building into the Red Lion Pub, a love letter to his homeland's iconic taverns. The design featured dark oak beams, traditional bar layouts, and an ambiance perfect for fostering lively conversations, or, as it would turn out, ghost stories. Cordwell's intent may have been to create a slice of England in Chicago, but it didn't take long for something or someone else to stake their claim on the space. Early on, staff and visitors began noticing peculiar events. Glasses would move seemingly on their own. The faint scent of lavender would drift through the air with no apparent source. Even more unsettling, some reported a shadowy figure appearing in their peripheral vision, only to vanish when looked at directly. These incidents were dismissed at first. After all, old buildings creak, and tricks of the light can explain many things. But as the reports grew in number, so did their specificity. Among the first prominent accounts was a staff member locking up after a late shift. As she turned off the lights and began heading toward the door, she noticed movement out of the corner of her eye. A figure dressed in what she could only describe as Victorian-era clothing appeared briefly before vanishing down a hallway. Shaken, she checked the pub from top to bottom, but it was empty. The staff member would later recount this to colleagues, only to learn she was far from alone in her experiences. As time passed, the pub gained a reputation not just for its pints and pies, but for its paranormal activity. The most famous of these apparitions is the Lavender Lady. Numerous patrons and staff members have described an overwhelming scent of lavender suddenly filling the air, often followed by the sound of soft sobbing coming from the women's restroom. Some brave souls have investigated only to find the room completely empty. One former employee tasked with cleaning late at night reported the sound of footsteps following her. Each time she turned around, the room was empty, yet the scent of lavender grew stronger. As these stories began to circulate, they attracted the attention of paranormal investigators and thrill seekers. Theories abounded. Some believe the Lavender Lady might be a residual haunting, an emotional echo of a past event that plays on a loop. Others speculated she could be tied to one of the cemetery burials left undisturbed beneath the city's streets. Skeptics, of course, pointed to more mundane explanations, such as a strong imagination or lingering floral scents from cleaning products. And then there's the cowboy. Described by multiple witnesses as a man in rugged attire, complete with a wide-brimmed hat, this spirit is said to pace near the main bar. Unlike the Lavender Lady, the cowboy doesn't appear tied to any particular smell or sound, but his presence is often accompanied by an inexplicable chill. Staff members recount moments when they've felt a sudden cold draft, only to turn and catch a glimpse of his figure before it dissolves into the shadows. As the years rolled on, the hauntings at the Red Lion Pub only grew in frequency and intensity, drawing not just curious patrons, but also seasoned paranormal investigators. One of the recurring phenomena that investigators frequently encountered was the mysterious movement of objects. Glasses would slide across tables without any apparent force, chairs would shift positions overnight, and on more than one occasion, staff would return to find bottles of liquor rearranged on the shelves. These events were often dismissed as pranks or the result of late-night vibrations from the nearby L train, until witnesses began to report seeing these movements happen in real time. A notable event occurred during a quiet weekday afternoon. A regular patron sitting near the bar claimed to see a pint glass slide from one side of the counter to the other, as if pushed by an unseen hand. He swore he heard a faint chuckle as it happened. The bartender at the time corroborated the account, describing how the glass seemed to defy physics. The chuckle was later attributed to one of the pub's less-mentioned spirits, a mischievous presence that many believe enjoys playing harmless tricks on both staff and visitors. But not all encounters have been so lighthearted. Some of the most chilling stories involve physical sensations. Patrons and employees alike have reported the distinct feeling of being touched on their shoulders, backs, or even faces when no one else is around. One former waitress described the sensation of a hand brushing her hair as she stood alone in the kitchen. Startled, she turned quickly, only to find herself completely alone. Such experiences have led many to believe that at least one of the pub's entities is not merely residual, but actively aware of the living. Another unnerving incident involved the women's restroom, long associated with the Lavender Lady. In one particularly harrowing account, a patron found herself locked in the restroom, despite the door having no functioning lock. Panicked, she banged on the door for help until a staff member was able to open it easily from the outside. When asked about her experience, the woman described feeling a sudden drop in temperature and hearing faint whispers, though she couldn't make out any distinct words. Over the years, these escalating events have sparked a variety of theories about the nature of the hauntings. One hypothesis is that the Red Lion Pub serves as a kind of spiritual hotspot, a place where energy accumulates due to its layered history. From its time as Dirty Dan's Western Saloon to its transformation into a beloved English pub, the building has undoubtedly seen its fair share of human drama, joy, and tragedy. Add to that the possibility of unrest from the nearby cemetery relocation, and it's not hard to imagine why some believe the pub has become a magnet for the supernatural. Some investigators have speculated that the hauntings may include poltergeist activity, characterized by the physical manipulation of objects and the interactive nature of the spirits. However, others lean toward the idea of intelligent hauntings, ghosts that are conscious and capable of engaging with the living. The Lavender Lady's audible sobs and the cowboy's repeated appearances near the bar seem to suggest an emotional or purposeful connection to the space, and perhaps the most intriguing theory comes from those who have studied the phenomenon of thin places, locations where the boundary between the physical world and the spiritual realm is said to be unusually permeable. Could the Red Lion Pub be one of these thin places? Or are the hauntings simply the product of overactive imaginations fueled by the pub's dark wood interiors and atmospheric lighting? While the answers remain elusive, one thing is certain. The Red Lion Pub has earned its place among Chicago's most haunted locales. It continues to captivate and unnerve visitors with its rich tapestry of paranormal activity, leaving them with more questions than answers. Whether you're a believer in the supernatural or a staunch skeptic, it's impossible to deny the pub's unique and enduring allure. As we wrap up our journey through the haunted halls of the Red Lion Pub, one thing is clear. This isn't just your average neighborhood watering hole, whether it's the sorrowful sobs of the Lavender Lady, the spectral cowboy's silent pacing, or the mischievous spirit rearranging glasses behind the bar. The stories from this iconic Chicago establishment remind us of the mysteries that linger just beyond the edge of what we understand. Of course, not everyone is convinced these tales are the work of spirits. Environmental factors such as the building's proximity to old burial grounds and its age could explain the creaks, chills, and even some of the apparitions. Confirmation bias, where people see what they expect to see, might also play a role, especially in a place as steeped in ghostly lore as this one. But skeptics, take note, for every rational explanation, there's another first-hand account that defies logic and demands a closer look. So whether you're a diehard skeptic or a believer in things that go bump in the night, the Red Lion Pub offers a fascinating glimpse into the unknown. It's a place where history and hauntings intertwine, leaving us to wonder about the stories etched into its walls and the ones that may never be fully told. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.